You're listening to a Mamma Mia podcast.
Mamma Mia acknowledges the traditional owners of the lands we record this podcast on, the Gadigal people of the Eora Nation, as well as the Wanneroo and the Gamilaroi people. We pay our respects to their elders, past and present, and extend that respect to all Aboriginal and Torres Strait Islander cultures.
Move by Mamma Mia is the exercise app for anybody, anywhere. And in case you missed it, we dropped a brand new stretching collection that can be used to improve mobility and bookend your favourite sweat sessions. Mamma Mia subscribers get unlimited access to Move, and we drop new workouts every single week. If you're on the hunt for movement that makes you feel good, head to move.mamamia.com.au and use the code MOVE10 to get $10 off a yearly subscription.
From Mamma Mia, hi, I'm Talissa Bazaz, and welcome to The Quickie, getting you up to speed daily. Here are the evening news headlines for Thursday, the 11th of August. The federal government has apologised to Australian veterans and their families for failings in the way the Defence Forces and Veteran Affairs Department have operated. The apology comes after the Royal Commission into Defence and Veteran Suicide released its 300-page interim report and 13 initial recommendations on Thursday. It's being described as a scathing assessment of an uncaring culture and inadequate support services in Defence and Veterans Affairs Services. It's prompted calls for urgent changes to reduce the high level of suicide among veterans. If you or someone you know is struggling, Lifeline is always there, 13 11 14. The sporting world is in mourning following the shock death of Premiership-winning coach Paul Green, aged 49. Green is reported to have died in his Brisbane home on Thursday morning, with a post-mortem examination to be carried out. A star in his own right as a player, Green played 162 games across five different clubs as a halfback, 5/8 and hooker, while also playing seven State of Origins for Queensland. But he will be forever remembered as the man who helped guide North Queensland to their maiden premiership in 2015. Australians will get the chance to publicly mourn Olivia Newton-John, with the beloved entertainer's family accepting an offer for a state memorial service. Newton-John's niece, Toddy Goldsmith, accepted the offer on the family's behalf when speaking with Victorian Premier Daniel Andrews on Thursday morning. A venue and a date for the service have yet to be announced, with further discussions underway between the family and the Premier's department. But Andrews flagged the event will be more of a concert than a traditional funeral service. Overseas now, and London's children will be offered a booster shot against polio amid fears of a possible outbreak. UK health officials say polio has been detected in wastewater samples taken from eight different sites around London over the last 6 months. Almost a million children will be offered the vaccine in the coming weeks. The detection comes nearly two decades since all of Europe was declared polio-free. No cases have been reported in the UK so far, with experts suggesting the current outbreak may have come from a visitor from another country. Authorities hold concerns that polio is spreading. Staying overseas, and North Korean leader Kim Jong-un has declared victory in the battle against COVID-19, with the leader's sister revealing he suffered from a fever and vowing deadly retaliation against South Korea, which it blames for causing the outbreak. Kim ordered a lifting of maximum anti-epidemic measures imposed in May, adding North Korea must maintain a steel-strong anti-epidemic barrier and intensifying the anti-epidemic work until the end of the global health crisis. North Korea has never confirmed how many people have caught COVID-19, apparently lacking testing supplies. It has instead reported daily numbers of fever patients, which totaled some 4.77 million, but has officially registered no new cases since July 29. And the last supermoon of the year is set to grace our skies tonight. The August supermoon, known as the Sturgeon Moon, will appear in the sky on both Thursday and Friday nights. Experts say it will certainly stand out, likely to appear around 16% brighter and 7% larger than the moon on a normal night. That's your evening news headlines. If you want more from The Quickie, check out today's deep dive on the Wren effect and why so many parents are deleting photos of their kids online.